84-82. They do not contest the inbound. It comes to Powell, who brings it across midcourt. 21 seconds to go in the second half. Auburn down two. Flanagan to the top. Williams on the left side. Cambridge underneath for Williams. And he ducks it to tie the game. With 14 seconds to go in the second half, St. Joseph's basketball. It's
Don't
in the hands
foul.
Of Daly.
Don't
10 seconds. Foul. He's across midcourt with the left hand. With the right hand. 7 seconds. Down to six. He will work on Akinbola. A three-pointer at the top to win it. He missed it. The rebound tapped away, and we're going to overtime.
Woo!
A pair of double-doubles for Auburn. Devin Cambridge, 13 and 10. And our next guest, Jalen Williams, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and it seemed like every big shot down the stretch of this one. We are joined on the Regions Bank postgame show by Jalen. Congratulations, Jalen. That's a hard-fought win. Boy, and it was a battle from start to finish for you guys tonight. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
If you would, just talk about the last few moments. St. Joseph's seemed to have the momentum after the back-to-back baskets by Funked to give them the lead. You guys just didn't quit down the stretch. You get a huge basket to tie it in the last 20 seconds. If you would, talk about the drive and the dunk that ties it in regulation, if you would.
St. Joe, they're a really good offensive team. They can all shoot the ball. They can all get downhill. It was hard to guard because they really didn't have, a big, so we had to switch on everything. But at the end there, Funk tips two big threes. So, we got to be patient, just keep playing our game. And so the big dunk at the end, I hit Devin on the corner. Devin or Al, one or the other, can't remember which one. So I knew I had to dive, and I knew I just had to finish at the rim.
You did it again in the overtime period. I think gave Auburn the lead as you went down. You used a head fake, went up and under, and gave Auburn the lead down the stretch. Just talk about the fight of this Auburn ball club. This is five new starters out there for the Tigers. You had a big lead at one point. St. Joseph's, to its credit, came back and took the lead, and you guys were able to wrestle it away and get this win tonight.
Yeah, see, St. Joe's, their guys are more experienced, older guys, and we're a younger team. So this was, for a lot of guys, this was their first game ever for college. So that was big for them. So at the stretch, we're more athletic. I believe we're more quicker, but they're more experienced. So that's tough. So through the stretch, we just came through and finished well as a team. More athletic.
18. Excuse me. Jalen, a career high by 10 points. Your career high previously was 8 points against Tennessee back on February 22nd of this season. You have 18 points and 11 rebounds. I mean, you were getting it done on the inside tonight.
Yeah, I was doing pretty good, but I got to cut the turnovers down. I had too many turnovers.
All right, it's a short turnaround now, and now you get the number one team in the country. Have you had a chance to think about getting ready for Gonzaga tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir. We don't watch film on both teams this past week, and the week before we've been working on St. Joe and Gonzaga. I believe we're ready for them. They're a tough matchup. They got some new guys just like us. I believe we're ready to battle with them. Just got to get some good rest tonight.
All right, we'll let you get back to the team hotel. Get some rest. We'll see you again tomorrow morning. Congratulations on this one, and War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle.
Daly missed the second free throw. Auburn down by one. Tiger ball. Jalen Williams right down the lane for the jam. And Auburn goes back up by one. Back down to Fort Myers, Florida. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl. Coach, congratulations. That's a gutsy win for your ball club tonight.
Yeah, Andy, thank you. It really was. When the game got tight and close late, that's when St. Joe had the advantage because they had a lot of guys that were on the floor from a year ago. We were new out there. I hated the overtime with Gonzaga being tomorrow morning at 11 with Jalen Williams. He was the best player on the floor, and he played big minutes. I would love to have gotten him a little bit of rest. But, yes, what a win for the first time out.
Talked about rebounding, Coach, in this one. You out-rebound St. Joseph's 56-39. It seemed like you got every big rebound down the stretch.
I mean, we did. And speaking of stretch, how about Babatunde? I mean, stretch was good. He was really good defensively. He was really good, blocking shots at the rim. You know, tomorrow he's going to be going up against a pro. In fact, you know me. You know, it's hard for me to look back. I'm always looking forward. But, you know, they got six NBA players in that Gonzaga roster. We used to play in Kentucky with three or four, but they've got six. And he's going to go up against, a guaranteed guy. And so, but I'm so proud of him. And how about the performance of our freshman, Justin Powell?
Yes.
You know, just made shots and didn't have a turnover. Didn't have a turnover. The freshman off guard, you know, who was filling in there, playing out of position without Sharif, and he fills in and just does a tremendous job. And so, you know, we played 10 guys double digit minutes, and that's Auburn basketball.
Talked about Powell, 17 points, 7 rebounds on the night, 6 of 6 from the free throw line for the freshman out of Prospect, Kentucky, and 2 double-doubles tonight from Jalen Williams, coach, and Devin Cambridge.
Incredible. I mean, just really, really something. You kind of expected a little bit from Jalen, but you wouldn't expect Devin Cambridge to get 10 rebounds, including 8 defensive rebounds. But Devin, you know, using his length, he's disappointed with how he shot the ball. Devin, you know, he was 1 for 9 from 3. And, you know, he's able to squeeze 9 of them off. Our shooting percentages weren't great. I think we probably shot a little better from 2, you know, than we did from 3. But the rebounding was tremendous. And we had 21 offensive rebounds. They had 26 defensive rebounds. So half time up, we kind of felt like we had a chance. But look, we're bigger than they are, and Gonzaga is going to be bigger than us. But, Andy, we do have backside rebounding responsibilities. It's almost like a running play where there's planned and canned blocking downfield to get into the secondary of the defense. And so that's what offensive rebounding is, to get down in the backside of that and give ourselves a fighting chance.
You turned those offensive rebounds, by the way, Coach, into 30 points. You outscored St. Joseph's in second chance points tonight, 30-16. And you got some big offensive rebounds down the stretch tonight.
Well, I just think it's the rebounding is just effort and energy. Defensively, we got exposed. St. Joe drove us downhill, you know, way too much and beat us off the bounce, for this group, everyone's going to be hard to get now, every one of them. We got two more games. With this game here, we got to play 2 more games in the next 4 days. Against Gonzaga, and then at Central Florida. So the guys will get off their feet. We'll go back to hotel and rest. We've already had the Thanksgiving dinner last night, so we'll get a good meal in them, stretch them, get plenty of fluids, and you know try to get them off their feet because we got to be back here tomorrow morning for that 11 o'clock tip.
Coach, talk about the last 3 minutes. You really defended the 3 and took it away. I mean, they had to beat you off the bounce, and you actually defended that pretty well. I thought the defense against the 3 the last 3 or 4 minutes was big.
You know, Sonny, we tried to switch a lot because they went small and played those 4 and 5 guards, and they had the one big kid, you know, 33, Funk. You know, he had made 4 three balls. He had 28 points. He was a tough matchup, obviously, for us, so we tried to switch and build a wall, and then late in the game, Sonny, we actually played a couple of possessions of zone.
And it
kind of threw them off guard a little bit, and it was, I think that was really, you know, that helped us maybe steal a couple of possessions.
Coach, congratulations on this one. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.